This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I think we've all been there. You like somebody, you go out, you're figuring, yes, this is going to be the one. And then they don't get back to you. And you're like, why? Am I ugly? What's wrong with me?
Everyone's always teasing me.
I know.
Oh, I want to kiss you on your big soppy face. And then they're just like, psych.
Psych.
It makes me cry.
The classics.
I don't have these problems.
No. Well, you're a stud muffin.
Thank you.
24/7, I tell you.
I do have a muffin top.
Oh, well, see, that's okay. You say you have the dad bod.
Dad bod forever.
Well, listen, we are actually trying to help out our girl, Erica, this morning. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're good, honey. So you have a situation where you went out with a guy named Tom, but he's not getting back. What's going on?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I met Tom in my class, and we decided to go out. You know, I actually asked him out. And he said yes. He seemed totally into it. We actually went to Dave and Buster's. It was so fun. We played games. I know, it was great. It was so good.
Awesome.
We played games. We ate food and had drinks. Like, it just went really, really well.
Right on.
And I don't really know why he's not calling me back. Like, we had a great connection. He kissed me at the end of the night. We like told each other about our whole lives. It was amazing. He's kind of different from any guy I've ever dated. I grew up in a really conservative household, so like I was having to date people my parents liked, and I don't really like those guys.
You like the bad boys, the rough ones, the convicts.
I like the bad boys.
The convicts.
And Tom, he's kind of edgy. He has like a nose ring and tattoos and kind of looks like a stoner. I love it.
How long has it been now since you last spoke
to him? It's been a week.
Okay. All right, Erica, girl, it's been like a little bit, so we're going to try to give Tom a call and see why the heck he has ghosted you. As Shady likes to say, we're going
ghost hunting.
There it is. All right.
What's up?
Oh my God. Hi, is this Tom? Oh my God, he's dying.
Hey, Tom, did we just catch you in the middle of a bong riff, dude?
Oh my God.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on I Threw in Jams.
You want to pass that over here?
Yeah,
man?
We're on the radio right
I'm
now.
At that station. What's up? Why are you calling?
Well, we're calling because a nice young lady thought you were pretty something else, and that was Erica. Do you remember her?
I don't win anything. You guys called me about.
No, we are just calling you, Tom.
Oh my God.
Because he's Erica so called us. She just wanted to know, like, what happened on your date, why you're not giving her a call back. It's a little thing we do called second date update.
Oh my God, let's just laugh.
So, yeah, we just want to know what's up, dude.
Oh my God, he's so high. Are you high right now? Oh my God, this is.
I think that's speaks for itself.
Dude, you're hilarious.
This is bunk. What did she say?
Well,
what'd she say?
She said you guys went to Dave and Buster's, had a really great time, but unfortunately.
Yeah, we went to Dave and Buster's. Well, all right. We had a great time. Did she tell you anything else?
That you kissed.
Well, that was because I had. Did she tell you she's in a cult?
What?
She's in a cult.
Yeah, she's in a cult.
So, Tom, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we met in class, right? Like,
yeah.
I only go to a couple classes, but like.
Of course you
class,
do.
It was cool. I mean, she's hot. I'm not going to lie. She was hot. She was super cool. And she asked me out. Like, I mean, and I tried to play cool because I was gonna ask her out.
Sure.
But it was like, whatever. So she said, hey, you want to go? I was like, yeah, sure. We'll go. You know? And I was like, she said, you want to go to somewhere to eat? I was like, yeah, we had Dave and Buzz. So we chilled. It was cool. You know, we started texting a little bit. And I met her there. I was like, because it's first date. So you don't want to, like, pick her up because it could be a little weird, a little creepy. So I just met her there, and she was she threw me a curveball. She was already there with her family. And I walk in, and it was I heard this reference before, but I don't really know what it's about. But there's like they call it like Stepford Wives.
Yes.
I don't know, but, right. It's like it was like I walked in. They were doing grace. They were saying grace. Busters, and they were praying before the wings, man.
Why is that a cult? That's not a cult. Wings. Wait, oh, come what?
It
it's
is.
Creepy cult.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
You know what I'm
thank you.
And I'm telling you, all right, so I smoked a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell.
I smoked a little bit right beforehand. Uh-huh.
Really?
I didn't mean to.
Did you
just
smoke a little bit?
Not a lot.
Oh, my God.
Listen
to him.
A glaze.
You're so funny.
Glaze,
you're okay.
You know?
Yeah. All
and
right.
I walked in and I'm...
All right. Listen, you're killing me, dude. You know, Erica's been on the line the whole time, Tom, so I'm happy to tell you that.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Erica's on the phone. She can hear everything you said. Oh, my God.
Tom, I'm not in a cult. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You never heard of religion?
Wait, Erica, you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
hey, I didn't mean to ghost you, Erica, but that really freaked me out, man.
Oh,
that
dude.
Really
like, my family, they're just very old-fashioned. Like,
that ain't old-fashioned. That was being in Salt Lake City. I'm not into it.
So, Erica, obviously, you brought your family on this great date, and you all just, you know, dressed very nice, and you had a little prayer. I mean,
Erica, it was a first date. Why are you making me meet Papa?
That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
I'm not able to go out with somebody that my parents have not met.
Let's all relax and just smoke a doobie.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, just to be clear... If I had been there, if I had seen your family saying grace when I walked in to go on a date with you, I would have already been out the door.
Oh,
you'd be out the door.
Exactly.
I am totally on your side here, dude.
Listen,
none of that.
There's nothing wrong with being like the Waltons on TV, and that clearly is kind of like her family.
What's
well, listen,
that?
We want to know though. I mean, can we make this happen again? I mean.
Wait, what's the Waltons?
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Tom, I love you.
Tom,
maybe we can watch it on our next date.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yeah, she still wants to go back out.
Waltons
do you want to go back
chill?
Out with her? She's
Waltons
hot.
And chill?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Waltons and chill. Do you want to do it?
Erica, follow-up question. Did they like me?
They did like you. They thought you were a little eccentric is what my mother called
Cool. I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty dope.
That's awesome. I'm excited you two are going back out again.
Yay.
This might be my favorite second day update we've ever done.
Oh, for sure.
I'm in.
All right, we'll see you at Dave & Buster's then, okay? Because we'd love to hang out there too.
Okay, just don't bring your parents.
Okay.
You're in her world now.
Did I hurt your feelings? Boo-hoo, call somebody who cares.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Why doesn't she ever care?
Because she just don't give a...
No, hoot. She doesn't.
Nope, she don't give a hoot.
I think Siri really has one honest friend in her life.
Yeah, probably Tom on Facebook.
Oh, you think?
No, I'm sorry, MySpace. Do you remember that?
Tom, yes.
Yeah, Tom.
I love that guy. He's just wearing a white t-shirt with the brown hair. Yeah.
Really quick, shout out to Tom because,
Tom.
He doesn't have to battle the government like...
Oh!
Like Zuckerberg.
That's
anyway.
True. Oh, yeah, that sucker's going down. By the way, I want to do a huge shout out to Captain James from Dave
Captain
and Buster's.
James.
Yeah, we forgot to say hi to him last Friday. So, anyway, that's a huge shout out. 321-0931. Pick up the phone, ask Harry a question. Text us at 30734. Snapchat Jams931. What else we got going on, Shady?
You can hit us up on Twitter at 931Jams or send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. And then, Friends with Benefits members, you can hit us up at madtownjams.com.
All right, we have a snap here from Karen who has a question for Siri. Listen, Siri, I think people should be more positive in the morning. What do you think?
Should people be more positive in the morning? Hell no. That sounds like the most irritating thing in the world. If someone came up to me right after I woke up to chat, I would spend the entire conversation fantasizing about their death. Negativity in the morning is a good thing. It gives you an excuse to ignore people. You can just hide away in your little space doing work. I'm pretty sure crankiness is the reason 90% of office work gets done. Besides, if people were nicer, then I wouldn't have an excuse to yell at you people all day.
Well, there's a point
good
there.
Oh, negativity.
But seriously, she would yell no matter what. It really doesn't matter.
I've never been a morning person. I've never been one to wake up super happy. It takes me about 3.5 hours to
Really get it in your system.
Yeah, well, I spend like an hour in bed after I wake up, you know?
Oh, do you do one of those? They say don't do that. Don't like hit your alarm and go back to bed. I don't know. It just messes with your mind. You're grumpier.
Oh, well.
You might want to have a cocktail. Well. It leads to things. It does.
So we got a question here on our text line from Brad, who's a Friends and Benefits member. It says, Siri, I wanted to go out with my girlfriend last night, but she couldn't pick a place to eat. Mm. Why is it so hard to just pick?
Siri, hello.
Obviously, she just wants you to make a decision for yourself. There is nothing more unattractive than a guy who can't make a decision for himself. Maybe the reason she says she doesn't care is because she actually doesn't care. She wants to eat, not to be given a f***ing quiz. Yeah. Make a choice. She'll be happy whether it's burritos or pizza, as long as you don't make it stressful for her. Sorry, but you've already failed at that and you need to apologize. I recommend making her a home-cooked meal. That way she doesn't even have to change out of her PJs. That's how you get her love forever.
Get her love forever by buying her burritos and pizza.
Absolutely. And cleaning the house and putting the laundry away that we worked so hard, washing and folding. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about, you know, tacos and butt touches, but.
Oh, butt touches. All right, that sounds a little bit more fun. We have a message here over Instagram from our girl Megan. Listen, Siri, my boyfriend uses X and I hate it. Oh my gosh, how can I get him to stop gassing me out of the room with that? I'm a big fan of that, but.
I think I can speak for everyone on earth here when I say that your boyfriend needs a good hard kick in his dumb face. Why do you guys think Axe or any of those body sprays smell good? They smell like someone bottled up a desperate person's sweat in aerosol form. If your boyfriend likes the stuff, then he must have two extra balls in his head instead of a brain. The sex with him must be amazing to have not broken up with him by now, because he sounds as dumb as a rock, but one that smells like an ugly bro dude. Do the world a favor and spray his disgusting spray into his mouth until he starts choking.
Are you an Axe guy, Shady?
Yeah, when I can't afford regular cologne.
Right?
It's not that bad either. Some of them smell really good, actually.
I think they smell good. Travis always gets some from Santa every year.
Oh, yeah? Does Santa bring him Axe? That's
so sweet.
He
does.
Yeah. I love it.
But he doesn't get the good stuff, obviously. He gets stuff.
Obviously not.
That's from Walgreens, like I do.
Oh, Walgreens, your favorite store.
It really is. I can't help it.
So we got a text here from our Friends with Benefits member, Teresa. Says, Siri, I'm kind of into chubsters. I go weak at the knees for a dad bod. My friends say it's a weird fetish. What do you think?
Cute.
You like guys with dad bods. That's cool. It's not weird to be into the whole teddy bear thing. I think the only reason your friends are saying anything is because they are ashamed of all the kinky up they do in bed. I bet they are into things like licking armpits or wearing diapers. You should never let your friends have a say in your sex life. I think the world would be a better place if everyone could just be honest about their creepy fetishes. Let's start here. Krista,
yeah.
JD, care to share anything?
Oh, yeah. I was always into a guy having his like baseball hat on backwards doing the hibbity-dibbity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my thing.
Hats on during the hibbity-dibbity.
Yeah, huh? I like it.
Interesting.
It's got to be on backwards, though. Yeah. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. I'm all into the whips and chains, you know?
Are you?
You already know that.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on now.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.